letting yourself take a few moments to settle into body sitting or your chosen posture. And feel into that in a very nicely grounded way. Remembering intentions for any mindfulness practice to be cultivating attitudes of openness, receptivity, along with friendliness or an attitude of metta, if you will. Curious and kind. And choosing an anchor to abide in the present moment. What anchor is presenting itself to you quite easily? Is it the breath in a particular spot that's easy and pleasant? Or breath in the whole body? Body scan, hearing? Simple mindfulness anchor. And with that friendly awareness, abiding here, here, mindfully here with your anchor. And you might even make it a soft, gentle note, a whisper, here, silent whisper, here, to call forth the mindfulness factor of awakening through your anchor, here. To enliven and magnify the mindfulness factor of awakening, we might add in, what's here? So here, what? And deepen into your experience with the investigative factor. We notice other experiences besides our anchor. We might name them, feel into them briefly, let them move through. This too is what is here. To notice if there's any hindrance or any veils to our mindfulness, we might just ask the general question, is there a struggle? Is there a struggle? It might help us to open notice some veil to our mindfulness. Some dukkha, perhaps, some craving, aversion, and we can name it, open to it, let it move through. Noticing that it too, like the breath and the body sensations, is arising and passing. Yet a conditioned arising, not all of who we are. So even very briefly, we might do a little mini rain practice, ground and then recognize, allow, little investigation through the body, all the while noticing not me, not mine, not myself, not all of who I am, not permanent. So that no struggle is an obstacle to our mindfulness, it's yet another doorway. Doorway into presence. continuing to abide with our anchor here. What's here? And engage with it. We might ask, how's the attitude? Not as a way to judge ourselves, but to unveil any wanting, not wanting, that may be hindering, veiling our clear seeing of what's here and engaging with it. How's the attitude? We can periodically ask. And open to whatever we may discover. We notice these veils, these hindrances, obscurations of our mindfulness. We open to them. We notice how they're arising and passing, conditioned. If it's more prolonged, we really dive a little more deeply into a rain practice, but first really ground. might periodically ask, how's the energy? And this might uncover any restlessness, worry, or the hindrance of sloth and torpor. How's the energy? And then we can open to that. Let it be the object of our mindfulness until it passes. And then come back to here through our anchor. A fourth question we can periodically ask is, how's the trust or the faith, or if you prefer, the confidence in the practice of our abilities to practice? How's the confidence, the trust? And being very careful and skillful if you detect doubt, to really name it. It's a very tricky visitation of Mara. So really naming it, I see you, Mara. Invite doubt into tea with a rain practice. And make sure you really ground. And when it too passes as a conditioned arising, we abide again in our anchor, here, here. What else is here? What's here? Engage. when we notice a hindrance and we really engage with it, we let it be the object for a while, it can feel very satisfying. Even the factor of joy can arise. The energy rises, the energy factor, and the joy factor can arise because we've seen it, we've seen through it. And sometimes a struggle, a hindrance is so powerful that opening to it with rain, grain is just not quite enough. And we may need to apply an antidote. And so for today, we'll end our practice with the phrases for sweeping the Brahma Viharas, with the Brahma Viharas, the equanimity, the compassion, the joy, the metta. So the same phrases as we practiced with at the beginning. And so continuing to feel the body nicely grounded. Sweeping the mind heart with the Brahma Viharas. May I dwell in peace and ease. Peace and ease. May I be consoled. May I be consoled. May I be delighted. May I be delighted. May I be content. May I be content. And so over these last few minutes of our practice together, just practicing with these phrases, whether as antidotes to hindrances or simply a lovely way to wrap up practice. possibly extending the phrases outwards to others as it makes sense to you, as you feel the impulse. Taking a few moments to finish off the phrases and notice how you're doing. And when you're at home on your own, you might care to extend this practice in one way or another. And listening to the bells to finish.